Welcome to The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. Today we are talking about Uber, which recently set up shop here in Burlington.
Uber's sort of a cab company, but also sort of not. They link riders with taxis or cars or drivers generally via a mobile app. So you log into the app as a rider and press a button, and you get linked to an independent driver who will come get you and give you a ride.
And its competitors aren't big fans of Uber, right?
Both taxi companies and other similar companies aren't big fans. There was one company called Lyft that was trying to compete with Uber in New York City. And according to an article on The Verge and some documents that they got about this, there was a program that Uber was running to essentially torpedo Lyft by ordering rides and then canceling them, which made it much less lucrative for the drivers who weren't collecting any money on those rides.
Traditional cab companies don't love it either. They say rideshare programs like Lyft and Uber have an unfair advantage because in most cases they don't have to follow the same rules and regulations, and they also don't have to get the same licenses, which can be very expensive. And as a result of that, cabbies everywhere from Maryland to Chicago have come out against Uber, and it's kind of like how bed and breakfast sometimes feel about Airbnb.
Exactly, because drivers are using their own cars, and they generally get a phone from Uber that they rent for a fee, but they're using their own cars, and Uber sees them officially as independent contractors. And because of that relationship, and because it's an app and not a traditional fare system, it's kind of falls into a different set of rules, and a lot of cities don't have rules that cater specifically towards this type of company. And to that end, the mayor of Burlington announced last week that he met with Uber officials, but it was pretty light on details in terms of what the meeting was actually about and what types of conclusions they came to, if anything.
Yeah, speaking of municipal government, do we know yet how the city's regulations on car services and taxis are going to apply to Uber?
Speaking of municipal government.
As I usually am.
As you are. No, Burlington's codes are written definitely for the more traditional types of taxis and car services. So it's not clear right now if Uber does fall into any of those bins, so to speak. They definitely aren't a taxi company because the municipal code actually says it has to have a light on top if it's a taxi. But there's another category called contract vehicles. And Uber might fall into that, but it's not clear right now. And the city attorney who makes these types of decisions hasn't weighed in either way. So we don't know if Uber is even officially regulated by the city.
Well, I guess we're going to have to wait to see how it works out. In the meantime, Uber gave out free rides this past weekend. And I'm wondering, what do people think about this in terms of need? Do we need more cabs in downtown Burlington? Has there been discussion about that?
Well, definitely after Benway's closed, which was earlier this year. Benway's was a very big company with a number of smaller companies that it owned, and they closed all of those. So that definitely shortened the supply, but it's unclear if the supply was actually short after that or if it's filled kind of by the existing. There's still Green Cab and a few others around who are still operating. So if the market isn't there, I don't know if people are going to start to go towards Uber and these other companies will lose out, or if people are just going to stick to what they know and not really use Uber.
And one other thing that some people have brought up is you don't really know whose car you're getting into. You're not getting into a car that's owned by an official cab company. And so even though you do get a photo and information about the car that you're getting into, you're still working with an independent person who, you know, may or may not have experience with this kind of work.
Uber's response to that is that they have the best sort of background check system in the industry. So if anybody has anything sketchy about them that would be unsafe, they say they find it. But of course, a background check will only catch what's been documented. So you still have some degree of unknown there. This has been The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. Melody Baudette was our editor.
Annie Russell produced.
Patty Regan did our theme music, and The Catch-Up has been a production of VPR.